Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad that you guys could all be here, especially those that may be coming back and our snowbirds coming back from wherever you might be after this nice weather. I know a couple weeks ago some people came back and got a little back too soon, and it was a little snowy and not great. But we're excited for this weather right now. We'll take it. We're going to go through our announcements this morning. If you guys want to look to your bulletin, graduation Sunday is May 4th. For our high school graduates, we're going to be honoring during the morning service and having a carry-in dinner and all that stuff. But for the insert for our college graduates, if you guys have any that you know of, get that information to April by April 30th. And then our short-term missions funding, the applications are out in the foyer. Get those back to the admissions committee by May 4th, so they can look over those and get that done. And then our VBS for our Wonder Junction, studying God's wonder, or Jesus's wonder in his life and death and resurrection and coming back again. You guys have a bulletin insert, and registration is now open. So I see a ton of kids back there. And if you guys are going to be coming, you guys can pull out your phone. I wouldn't do it now. You could pull out your phone and take videos and pictures or whatever you want to do with the kids. But otherwise, if you start doing this now, you might forget or like miss the whole show we're going to have here in a second. But look at this and go over this and register your kid. You can just pull out your phone, scan the QR code, register them. Super simple, super easy. Doesn't take very long. But please do that, and we'll get some kids registered so we can get some numbers together and figure out who's all going to be here. Also, you guys can sign up in the foyer to help out. And please put your shirt size down. If you've talked to me and said, I can help wherever, but you haven't given your shirt size, I need your shirt size so then I can order you a shirt. And then therefore I know, and because I forget a lot, and then I can write you down so I know you got your shirt, and I know that I have you to put you in charge of the kitchen, because we have nobody for that yet. So just if you tell me you're getting used wherever, then I'm going to put you wherever, and you're going to have to deal with it. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. As we do that, we're going to hear from the kids, and they're going to glorify God with their mouths.
very much. Now we get to join them in singing. Please stand as we sing one hymn number 173. All glory, laud, and honor. 173. This Easter morning.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today in the midst of the busyness of the season. We also welcome those that are viewing online. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of ones that have been given to me. Got texted this morning from Sherry Van Zee that her sister Vicky, that we've been praying for, she passed away this morning. So please be praying for Vicky's family as well as for Sherry and Dean and their extended family. Also, yesterday, Rich Strasberg was taken to Sioux Falls for testing. He's been having some speech issues as well as some mobility issues of getting his being able to pick up his feet. And so they went to Sioux Falls Neurology to have some testing done. So please be praying for Christy and Rich as they go through this. Some of the testing doesn't show any advancement with a stroke that he suffered years ago, but something is going on. And then continue to pray for Ed Morgan. They have appointments coming up. The foot appointment this past week, he did get the stitches, some of them out, and he's getting a bit of more mobility, but they do have some more testing for this week up in Aberdeen for his eyes. So we'll be praying for Ed and Bonnie this week. Also, our missionary of the month is Skip and Betty Harkins. This past week, Betty, they thought she had had a stroke, but what has transpired in the testing is that she had a diabetic episode. So that is good news that as she is the primary caregiver for Skip, but be praying for Betty to take care of herself and her diabetes as she helps to take care of Skip. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi.
Prayer and praise. On Monday, we found out Todd's cousin Jarvis went into the hospital. On Tuesday, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. On Thursday evening, he passed away. His wife's name is Mary Lou, so be praying for her and the family. Jarvis was ready to meet Jesus, and the family was there to praise with him. There were two of his classmates from Sunshine who made it there before he passed away, so that was good. But then the sad thing is that, sad but praise, is their daughter Julie was to be induced, but they held off until Dad passed away, and Julie's baby Foster was welcomed into the world, I believe, just this morning. So praise for that family, but also Ms. Jarvis Seaman, Jarvis
Mary Lou Seaman. Mary Lou, okay. So the prayer request, along with the praise, Todd's cousin Jarvis Seaman passed away this week. And it was very quick. I'm glad that his classmates got to be there. And then their Jarvis and Mary Lou's daughter, Julie, was induced and welcomed this morning a baby boy, Foster. And so we'll be praying for the Jarvis Seaman family, both with the rejoicing of a new addition, but also the homegoing for Jarvis. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we were reminded this morning, it is Palm Sunday, and we have been, as Pastor Jason has been bringing us through the time between Palm Sunday and Good Friday, the ministry that transpired in this coming week that we remember, there was much packed in to that time. And we tend to want to skip over from one event to the next. And I thank you that we've been able to reflect in this season of the year on the mission of Jesus, the mission that he came to seek and to save those who are lost. And as we celebrate this week and remember, as not only the start with Palm Sunday, but then eventually with Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, that there's many lessons that we can glean from the life of Jesus, but first and foremost is that he came to do his Father's will, and that will was to die on our behalf. And as we come this morning, the free gift of salvation is offered to all, that Jesus' death was in our place, and that as our substitute, he fulfilled everything we could not do. We thank you for the life that Jesus provides to us, both eternal life, if we receive that gift, but also abundant life. Father, as we look at the week ahead and the many activities that are on our calendar, the activities that we don't know yet because we are finite, that you provide us the grace and strength we need for each day. We lift up these requests to you. We pray for Sherry and Dean and the family with Vicky's passing, and then we just ask that you would be an ever-present help. Grateful that Dean and Sherry were able to make it, for other family members, But the saying goodbye is hard. So we just ask that you would provide comfort in their grief. We also think of the Jarvis Seaman family, that you would lay your, wrap your loving arms around Mary Lou and the family, for the new addition, for the baby foster, and for Mom Julie, that you would, in their grief, you have brought joy. And that is very much a part of the human condition, that the reality of welcoming people into the world and saying goodbye. And it wasn't always your intent that we would say goodbye. But because of the reality of Adam and Eve, we deal with that. And one day, you tell us that death will be no more. And that is the hope we have in the resurrection. And grateful that Jarvis clung to that hope and is now with you face to face. Father, we lift up the health needs of our fellowship. We pray for Ed, that you would continue to give him strength, especially now that he's ability to have some more mobility, help him with gaining strength to be able to do steps, and I know his desire is to come home. And so we pray that you would move things in that direction, be with the eye appointment this week and their travels to Aberdeen. Father, we also think of Rich and Christy Strasberg, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, help them to know or see signs of a direction to help for treatment. And we just ask that you would bring back his speech and also help him with his mobility. We pray for the family that you would give them patience through this process and bring answers in your timing. Father, we are grateful for the missionaries that we support. We lift up Skip and Betty to you and their faithful service to you for these years and the legacy that they have in the community and the church that they have planted. And now in this time of life, we pray for Skip with his health, and now for Betty, that sometimes we understand that the caregiver doesn't always take care of themselves. And we just ask that you would help Betty to with this reminder of needing to take care of herself. Thank you for their church family and around them, and then their extended family here in the States. We just ask that you would be an ever-present help during this time. We thank you for the ministries that you've entrusted to us, and as the reminder with the students that we saw up here just a moment ago, we are thankful for the families they represent and the opportunity to sow the seeds of the gospel. And we pray for VBS that you would bring the workers and helpers that are needed, but also for each of the students, that their hearts would be prepared as well. And Father, we are grateful for each of these opportunities. We thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and their many volunteers that come alongside, whether it be youth group or Club Rock or VBS, and to further the gospel ministry here. We pray for our world, and as we think about hope, sometimes we look around and don't see much. Thankful that we can keep our eyes fixed on you, because you know the future and you have it in your control. But for the meantime, we pray that peace would break out across the globe, whether it be in Ukraine or Israel, the unrest in Syria, and so many other places around the world, that you would intervene. For our time today, we thank you for the opportunity of focusing upon Christ, for bringing our tithes and offerings to you. And we just ask that as we receive the offering from your people, that you would bless both the giver and the gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sorry about that. My mic is dead. It was on. It was working during practice, but it's now dead. Welcome. What a beautiful day. You know, yesterday God just showed us his warmth that's coming, the way that he loves us through his sunshine. And it's just amazing that we get to this time of the year and you see so much green and growth and his beauty shining in different ways. And yet this week brings upon the gift that he gave us, the most important gift that he ever gave us, which is his son to die on the cross. And we're going to sing, we're going to praise him, we're going to love him through music and then through the sermon. And so please stand, please come sing with us this morning.
Turn to you. set myself for this next song. I got to share just a little tidbit. This week while Grandma Betty was in the hospital, she was still talking about we're planning a big VBS and make sure that everybody knows, you know, we're getting everybody set for, we're still having big plans even though she was sick and not doing really well at all. But that was so encouraging to know how her mind is still sharp and she's, you know, the church is still the first top of the list of things. But it was kind of neat that, you know, we're all worried about how she's doing and she's worried about VBS.
Just share a minute here. It was really, really amazing to watch the young teenage kids, two littles, come up and just love Jesus through song. Their way of showing their emotions for Jesus is amazing when they sing. And then Janelle's beautiful music this morning, it just carried it right on through. I'm going to share a little story before we go to the third song. This happened a few weeks ago. I had some little boys in the living room playing, and they were building with blocks. And it makes me emotional, so I'm going to try. one of the little boys built a cross. And he said, "This is a cross." And the other little boy said, "What do you mean it's a cross?" And he said, "This is a cross. This is the cross Jesus was on." And I just sat and listened, and the other kids were listening. And another little boy said, "Jesus was on." And the first little boy said, "Yeah, Jesus was on that cross. He died on that cross." And another little boy said, "Died?" And I wanted to speak so bad, but I just sat there and listened, and the tears rolled down my cheeks. And the first little boy said, "Yeah, so we can go to heaven. We're going to go to heaven because Jesus died on the cross." And I thought, what fitting for today that that's exactly what Jesus did. He gave his son so we could be in heaven with him. And this little boy knew that, shared it, and was very strong about his conviction and knowing that that's what that cross was. And so as we sit here today and we think about these little people that run around this church and the way that they go to Sunday school and VBS, and sometimes we as adults get frustrated and go, "Okay, I got to get ready for Sunday school. I got to do this." But I'm telling you, the way that their lives are touched, we as parents, you as grandparents, you as people within this church touch their lives, it lets them see and then share with others, other little kids, about who Jesus is. And so I just wanted to share that this morning. Let's sing together.
For our walk in this world, they reside. of it. We thank you for the message of the gift of your son. And we pray now as we look into your word that we would indeed have open hearts and open ears to hear what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name,